Today on Castle Country Focus, I'm your host, Dylan Fielding, and I have with me today Carol Wright, who is the Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. Thank you, Carol, for taking the time and talking to us about United Way.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us, how long has United Way been around here? Tell us a little bit about United Way.
United Way was established here in Price in 1981, so we've actually been here for 36 years. We are one of 1,300 locally run United Ways in the country.
And what area do you serve?
We serve seven counties. We serve Daggett, Uinta, Duchesne, Carbon, Emery, Grand, and San Juan County. 138,000 square miles, actually.
All of eastern Utah, then?
Yes.
Well, that's a large service area, so you must have quite a number of projects.
We do have a number of projects currently running. We have our Soul-to-Soul Shoe program, where through the school referrals to the schools in Carbon Emery County and also in Roosevelt, we get kids a new pair of shoes through the generosity of the donors in our area who have given to this program. We also have our youth scholarship program where we give out six scholarships yearly to the Carbon High School, to the Emory High School, one to Pinnacle, and one to Green River High School.
Back to the shoe thing. You give, you provide shoes to poor people in our area, in the two counties?
Low-income children, yes.
And that's referred to you by the teachers?
Correct. It must be through a referral through the school.
And then the scholarship. What do they have to do to qualify for the scholarships?
The scholarship is just a matter of volunteering throughout the year at various nonprofit organizations. And one requirement is starting out in September with our annual Day of Charity.
Do the students make application through you? Or
yes.
How do they get involved?
The applications are on our website, UnitedWayOfEasternUtah.org, and we also send those out to the schools at the beginning of the school year every year. So all of the counselors have them.
Now, is there scholarship requirements, grades and things like that, or is it service?
It's all service.
It's all service. So if you have a student that has average grades, but is still looking for a scholarship, then they could work with you to get that. And is it seniors?
Yes, it is seniors.
Okay. How much money is available?
$500 each scholarship. Yes, and it's a very easy process as well.
What other things do you have going on, Carol?
We have the our annual Day of Caring every year, the first Saturday after September. This is a project that started 7 years ago where we had 10 different projects we did around town with 100 volunteers. And last year, we had over 800 volunteers and did 54 projects. We start every year with breakfast in the parking lot of Lynn's. We go around town and do projects, and then we meet back at Washington Park for lunch.
What kind of projects do you do? Give us an example of those.
We do senior homes, getting them ready for winter. We always do a project at the community garden. We have done projects at the Boys and Girls Club. We always have a project every year up Wood Hill where your OHD and your bikers and your walkers go up and clean up Wood Hill, take trash out of there. It's a wonderful event where because of the partnership with everyone involved in the community, Helpers Stake and Active Reentry, people like that, we're able to get a lot done in a short period of time.
And it lasts in the morning then on that Saturday, is that right?
Yes, it's only 4 hours, yes.
And you had how many again involved in the community?
We had 838 volunteers last year.
That is a lot of work getting done.
Oh, it's incredible. I'm very excited about it. It helps so many people. It's a wonderful thing.
You're telling us a great story here. Tell us more.
Well, we're also very proud that in April we'll be breaking ground on our Born Learning Trail, We've got permission from the city that it will be on the Price River Trail. There'll be 10 different metal signs with a activity to do with your child while you're walking. And the students at the USU Eastern have agreed there'll be painted things on the walkway, knowing that the sooner you start learning, the better your chances are of success. United Way's mission has always been to improve lives, to make lasting changes in our community. And our focus has always been education, income, and health. So we're very proud of this program that we'll be breaking ground with in April.
Can you give us an example of the activities that the kids would be doing on this trail?
Well, one will just be a simple hopscotch.
Oh.
One will be letters on the ground, and you'll ask them what letters are those. Very simple things, yet keeping their attention and keeping their minds always thinking.
So do you talk about nature-type things also?
Yes. Well, they look in the sky and tell me what color it is. Yes, it's a wonderful thing. I'm very, very excited about this. We have 10 sponsors for the signs, and we have come to an agreement with Price City that we will maintain those signs so that they always look good.
Great. Well, that's something good for the younger folks then. Now, what other, you had some sort of a cancer assistance program?
Yes, we have a Live Love Local Cancer Assistance Program through the general. All of this, these programs, of course, are made possible because of the generous support of our donors through payroll deductions or just people donating. We have received a couple grants, these programs. And this, again, is a simple application form found on our website. And they can get assistance for travel, hotel stay, copays, food for family members, things like that.
Well, these are some great programs. So how do people donate again? Tell us about that.
We annually hold campaigns at organizations where employees are given the chance to give a payroll deduction through their payroll, because this way almost all of the companies match this money. So even if you can only give a dollar or $2 a paycheck, it makes a world of difference when it's matched. And we come together as a community, and in our numbers, it all adds up, and we can make a big difference to those in need in our community.
And these donations are tax deductible?
Absolutely, yes.
So they would want to talk to their employer to see if they will match it. And again, most companies in our area will do the matching?
They do, yes. I know. We live in a wonderful community, a wonderful, caring, giving community. You know, I don't know if you know, we hold the database for the Angel Tree. All applications are screened through us, and then all those who generously buy gifts for the Angel Tree, the credit union, Up for Santa, Shop with a Cop, come through us for that database. And it's very humbling every year to see people's generosity to those in need in our community.
This is a great organization, United Way of Eastern Utah. Carol, thank you for taking the time and talking to Castle Country about your efforts and the great efforts of our community.
Thank you, Dylan. I'm just very grateful to be a small part of this, but it's everyone else that makes it work.